This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about a lot of things of what we can do to bring the moisture back to the ground. David from San Francisco gave us brought this topic up. It's been a great discussion so far of what we can be doing to keep that moisture here. Because we're at the start of a drought or start of a heat pattern, but we'll get to a drought, right? I know we will. Parts of the country are in full drought at this point. So just some things to be thinking about of how we can get better. Maybe less mowing. Maybe less watering long term, right? But those are some of the things that we should be thinking about and doing. What else can we be doing, looking at our towns and talking with them about what it is we can do to conserve water, pull water to where it needs to go. So these are just some thoughts. I know, David, you're still with me, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And, it's funny. I'm wondering if we could create like a mulch economy. When you start thinking about how much garden refuse is thrown into the trash, you could almost imagine that if people had mulch projects and, they could basically be selling topsoil to their neighbors. And I'm wondering, too, if somebody had a low end of their garden or their yard, if they kind of, I don't know about piling it high with mulch, but at least making more of a pile down there, whether that would hold in enough moisture to help kind of create a center to be able to, have a base of moisture, and if that would then rise toward the higher ends of the yard.
Well, I think that, mulching has turned into more aesthetics for people versus what mulching's really meant for, right? Mulching does multiple things. It keeps the moisture in the ground during hot seasons, like summer. It keeps weed retention, it keeps weeds down as well, which also in turn cuts down on watering because weeds do take moisture from the ground as well. So what I think has happened when it comes to the mulching aspect is a lot of people have forgot why we mulch and what the main reasons for and what seasons you should be doing it, right? One of the biggest things when it comes to mulching that I think people kind of miss is if we have a rainy season early, you shouldn't actually mulch because the moisture is getting to where it needs to go. You need to put that mulch down later on in the season, because what's going to happen is it's going to retain all that moisture that's been going through the yard, allowing for the moisture to stay where it needs versus being released. But yes, I think mulching, you know, in certain areas will hold that moisture, which will be beneficial for the rest of the yards. It's just, I think we've looked at mulching to the point where it's more aesthetic than what the actual reason is behind it.
Right. Yeah, it has to be spread throughout as opposed to one location.
Yes, and it needs to be done at a, you know, consistent level. It can't just be a, you know, an inch here, a couple inches over there, those types of things. It needs to be consistent. It needs to make sure it covers the ground. You need to make sure it is over everything versus over just parts of it.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was reading an old book about Texas. Lyndon Johnson, there was an author that wrote four books about Lyndon Johnson. Cato, I think, was his name. And in the very first one, he talks about Texas as a where they had the tall grasses, you know, 10, 15-foot grasses down there, and that the cattle industry came down and just denuded it, ate it down to the nub, and those tall grasses never had a chance to revive. So there was a vast amount of money that they made in the first decade or two, but after that it was just, you know, a downhill slide because they had created so much desertification. And so as you start thinking about 10-foot grasses, 12-foot grasses, whatnot, humans are still thinking small in terms of, like you're saying, 1 or 2 inches of mulch. They had so much altitude to the plants that it was cool and shady down there, probably in the hottest days in those tall grasses. I think, you know, they talked about the various critters that lived in those grasses, and there were, gophers and things like that. The bunch grasses allow for gophers to punch through the roots and create almost a sewer system and a whole opportunity for water to get easily down into the aquifer. And but when you have like the European grasses that create they spread just entirely, there's no way for the moles and gophers and whatnot to create a sewer system down there. And so they've got to be starting to think about that right quick in Texas, where, what are they, 20 days into these 100-degree weather? But, the other parts of the country might have that opportunity, I guess you'd say.
And definitely, it's just some of the little things that we need to do to get to that point. It's not giant moves, which is what I think a lot of people are kind of, I wouldn't say fear, but they almost say, well, it's just too much. It's more of some of these little things that we can do to change that, right? One of the things that when it comes to, drought conditions and knowing that we've had them in the past seasons, had issues, is one thing that I think towns and cities and towns should do and could do is start not a water ban, but a water, the best way to say it is basically a ban, but having people water less by saying, water on these days instead of every day, right? Even though you're not in drought conditions, looking at it and saying, if we can start to preserve now, when the drought actually hits, it's not going to be as bad.
Well, it's interesting you raise that, because they're talking about next year or late this year is going to be the start of an El Nino year. And so definitely planning. We got washed with endless atmospheric rivers from California this year, and it helped fill up those reservoirs. But next year, we can expect a serious drought again. So, yeah, like you're saying, planning ahead, maybe are you leading up to acclimating your plants so that they don't expect so much on a regular basis, but kind of get them used to less?
Well, I think that's definitely part of it, because our plants right now are so used to getting, at least here in New England, the amount of moisture that is coming from Mother Nature has got our plants used to it. We get into the drought conditions, and all of a sudden our plants are like, what is going on? I got to take a break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And really been talking about what we can be doing to get our plants acclimated to what's been going on, right? A lot of our plants early in the season have been, you know, watered heavily by Mother Nature. And now we're going to go into a drought. So our plants are used to that moisture, and we've talked about what else we can do. And that's, you know, it sounds bad, but almost train our plants to not need the water. And that's some of the things that, you know, it's maybe harder to do. Looking at ways to cut down on watering earlier, allowing them to become more dependent on Mother Nature versus us. And that's where some of those products like the Hydratain, the Soil Moist come in, where they're pulling the moisture from the air, keeping the moisture where it is and where it needs to go, and moving it on that way. So it's been a really, really good discussion, David. I appreciate you, staying on with me. It's a great topic. It's definitely been a great topic, and kind of is nationwide. This isn't a, regional type thing, right? This is something that can be done everywhere. It's definitely worth thinking about. So I do appreciate you sticking around with me and discussing this, because it's brought up some great topics. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no trouble. I appreciate it, too. Hey, one last thing. Talking about gophers and the little tunnels they create, the earthworms, is there like your Hydratain, or is it Hydratain?
Hydratain. Yep.
Yeah, does it encourage earthworms or something? I would think that if it brings moisture to the surface, then the earthworms would be thriving, so to speak. And is there and they of course create little tunnels for the water to get back into the aquifer. Is there a method of encouraging earthworms with a product like that?
Well, so it's you know, having the moisture in the ground is definitely having a rich soil is a secondary for it, right? It's causing, you know, when you have rich soil, it gets even better because of the earthworms. So, you know, encouraging the soil, not just the lawn or the you know, the plants. It's taking care of the soil and looking at pH levels, looking at nutrients that are in there, right? Nutrients need to be regulated sometimes. When there are trapped nutrients, that means a lot of other nutrients are just getting stuck and building up and not getting to where they need to be, not flushing out, not doing those things. And so, you know, it's not just about the water aspect. It is about, you know, taking care of the soil as well, right? The soil is so important that we kind of just say, well, we want to look at everything above. We want to look at the aesthetics. We want to see the flowers. We want to see the you know, the lawn. But making sure the soil is taken care of will allow those earthworms, those other beneficials to really thrive. So it's definitely about, you know, taking care of the underneath as well, which will then in turn, if the soil is healthy, the plants are healthy, moisture isn't needed as much, etc. So that's where the whole idea of making sure our plants stay healthy and the soil stays healthy will then help everything else down the line.
Yeah, sounds like a whole nother show. Hey, we'll appreciate your efforts on it. Yeah, I'll keep listening.
All right, David, I appreciate you calling. Like I said, great topics to be discussing. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
and you have a great rest of your day. All right, here. We're going to take a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And if you have some questions, call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm Laura Winters. The Biden administration is getting backlash over its decision to arm Ukraine with cluster bombs.
A number of anti-war groups and some Democrats are urging the White House to reconsider the move. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
It's a difficult decision. It's a decision that required a real hard look at the potential harm to civilians.
President Biden told reporters he approved the action because Ukraine is running out of ammunition. I'm Trey Thomas.
Some states in for some very hot weather.
Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix says could rival some of the worst heat waves this area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix they either love it or hate it.
I think it's yucky.
I enjoy coming out here and getting to sweat.
Excessive heat is expected for at least another week in Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've really talked a lot about what we can be doing to keep the moisture in our plants, in the yard, in our air, etc. And, you know, I did start to talk about taking care of your soil and taking care of your plants, right? And one of the best ways to start your plants off the right way is basically a way of planting insurance, right? Now, does your garden have it? Well, it can now with that Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results: plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods, including Hollytone, Plantone, and Rosetone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. To learn more, visit www.espoma.com. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. That's a perfect lead into keeping our plants, you know, and the soil strong. It's definitely the way to go. Now, I do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Harry's in Rochester.
Harry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Is it too late to spray for Asian lily beetles? Because they have the buds are already forming on the plants. And I was just wondering if it was too late to spray for the beetles.
Well, the beetles haven't fully shown up on the plant. You haven't seen anything, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're out there.
Okay, so, you know, the pre-treating is something we can't do right now. It's, you know, it's definitely something that if we did something early, it would help prevent them, right? But you could be spraying right now with like a neem oil, right? To control them that are there at this moment. You know, the you're in Rochester, New Hampshire?
Yes.
So one of the things that my father used to talk about with the tree and shrub product that is from, you can get it from Bayer or Bonide. It has imidacloprid in it. It's a concentrate that you would pour into the soil and it will translocate through the plant early. And what you do early on is when that Asiatic lily is a couple inches tall, you actually will pour this solution into those lilies, and it can actually get rid of them when they're young. Instead of reacting later, you're being proactive to get rid of them. Now, in Massachusetts, we can't use that product any longer. You might have to look at something like an acephate-type product that does that translocating for the same thing. But it's an early thing, right? Because we're looking to use, we will end up using less product by doing something preemptively than when the insects actually attack, where we're going to need to use a product basically every 7 to 10 days until the plants are free of this beetle.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, some of the techniques out there, you know, we'll start by saying what they'd want you to do is pick, like hand pick those beetles, as many as you can, and get rid of them that way.
Yeah. Hand pick them and kill them, squish them.
Pretty much, right? Yeah. So that way, you're basically destroying the adults, and we're not allowing the next them to lay their eggs and become the next generation, because that's what's happening, right?
Right.
The other thing is, sometimes if you know, they tend to be quick, but if you pick them off and they fall down, they fall onto the soil. One of the things that they actually would look for you to do is use like a soapy water.
Okay.
Right, and because it would be like using an insecticidal soap, right, in that aspect. But what you could do is underneath all the lilies, put this bucket of soapy water. They could fall as you knock them off, because as you hit them, it interrupts the way they fly. Whereas if you don't touch them, they just fly on their own, right? So what we're trying to do is capture as many as possible and kill them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because spraying doesn't instantly kill these beetles, because if you think about it, a beetle has, it's not like a hard shell, it's not like a rock, but they have an outer coating on their shell, right? And if we only hit some of the shell, it takes some time for them to get into it. They need to walk through it. They're still going to do some things. They still could lay some of those eggs, right, immediately. But that's where the neem oil comes in, whereas it will kill the larvae that's there if they have done it. So that's why, you know, trying to pick as many as you can, get rid of them that way, and then spraying with a neem oil to prevent and protect is probably the best way to go.
Okay. What was that, the stuff you do early in the season, what was that product you use?
So it's called Tree and Shrub. Bonide and Bayer have it. I believe it is still okay to use in the state of New Hampshire. The active ingredient is imidacloprid. If you can't get that, just look for a systemic insecticide. It might be acephate at this point, which is the active ingredient. But either one of those, what they do is they will absorb into the plant. When the beetle goes to chew on the plant, they will get that and end up killing them.
Okay.
And it's best to do when they're very young, because that's when they're starting to produce. There's no flowers, there's no buds, all those things. So we're getting it ahead of time, so it's not affecting the long-term, pollinators, etc.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about a little over halfway through the second hour of the show. It's it's not too sunny out. I think it's going to be mostly overcast in parts of New England today, so it's not too bad. But we're going to get some rain later today. It's not going to be as hot today and tomorrow as it's been. But I'll tell you, just being out there yesterday, it took all three of the girls, just me and the three girls, went blueberry picking yesterday up at Parley Farm in Tingsboro, and it was hot. I'll tell you, afterwards, it was like, whoa, that hit me like a ton of bricks, but it was pretty cool. A lot of the blueberries, all high bush blueberries there, right, for people to pick, and some of those blueberries were about the size of a nickel, maybe a little bit bigger, right? It's incredible. The kids loved it. It's pretty cool there. If you've never been, their whole blueberry field has a shade cover to it to a point. Not a shade where it's going to block out all the shade. It's going to just cut off, a little bit of that curse, if you will. But it's got that blue cover onto the top. So definitely a great place to look at and visit. I definitely recommend it. The kids loved it. And, it's definitely a good thing to do. I got some fresh fruit, etc. But it was pretty cool stuff to go there. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time for questions. If anybody has any questions, we can be here to help you out. To get better with the garden, etc. Really been talking about preserving the water, doing what we can to get there early. There's other things we can be doing, right? Our lawns, I want you to think about this. Our lawns have a natural defense when it comes to lack of water, right? The majority of our lawns last year went to brown, basically went dormant because the heat was so bad and the drought was so bad. But then if you noticed, the end of the season, it started to rain. We started getting moisture in the ground. And the majority of our lawns started to turn back to green. Now, a lot of that can still happen for us this season, right? Our plants could go dormant, our lawn could go dormant again. And from there, really get the, let us focus on other areas, right? Some cities and towns, although they may say water ban, what's actually in some of the deep bylaws there is new plantings can actually be watered and taken care of because they are actually benefiting the environment and pulling better moisture, cleaner air, keeping the moisture where it needs to be, etc. So, just something to be thinking about, right, as the season goes on, to continue watering your plants, because Most cities and towns, there's a technicality in there that new plantings you can actually continue to water throughout the drought seasons. You got to be smart about it. You can't be rude when it comes to these things. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the weather has been so weird the past few days. You just don't want to get outside, but this morning might be a good time to get out there. Still in the low 70s. Not going to get into those high 80s, 90s. The real feels aren't going to get up there. So enjoy it while you can. And if you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Hudson.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about, I purchased a clematis yesterday. It's not in the greatest shape. The leaves are not as green looking as they should be. I don't know how long it's been in a pot. So I wanted to know, should I keep it in a pot and kind of nurture it before putting it in the ground, or should I put it directly in the garden?
Well, I would get it right into the garden, and definitely, get the watering to it. Use a biotone starter.
Okay,
To really make sure it's taken care of, and get the roots started the way. The way it needs to be. It could be just stressed that have you tried to take it out of the pot yet at all?
No, I just bought it yesterday. It's sitting here. Huh.
So what I would suggest doing is, I bet you some of those roots are circling on there, and that's why it's stressed. So it pulls more water. It pulls water quicker because there's no soil to hold the water. It's more just, root mass. So I would definitely be planting it in the garden as soon as possible. The other thing is, maybe plant it a little bit above the ground level so that the top is up maybe like quarter of an inch, half an inch. That way it can settle down, get into that area that it needs to go to.
Okay.
The other thing is, take a look at those roots. If those roots are circling, try to break them up a little bit. You don't need to use like a knife. You can just kind of use your hands and just kind of loosen them up so that when you put it in the ground, it kind of realizes it doesn't need to go in that circle manner any longer. If they are, in if they are actually fully like that.
Okay.
You know, because what'll happen is if you kind of just let it stay in the same form, it's gotten used to going in a circle. We break it up a little bit. It makes the roots realize, you know, it needs to go in another direction versus just that circular round, area. And then also on the bottom, you know, it's not just about the sides, it's about the bottom as well, because it can be the same way. It's kind of hit roots straight down, and now it's kind of gone to the side. So that's why we want to loosen those roots up anytime we do the planting prior to putting it into the soil.
Okay.
Definitely, you know, make sure that as you're planting, you know, kind of water it in as well, so that the soil can compact around it to the point where it holds the plant where it needs to be. But I'd definitely get it in the ground as soon as possible.
Now, should I feed it in any way?
So the feeding will be done by that Biotone starter.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
And it's not something that you'll necessarily need to feed right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of let it get established, do its thing. And then you can use like a liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest, or,
yes,
you know, even a Miracle-Gro, if that's what you want to use. Those are up to you. But it's definitely, let it get established a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking probably you wouldn't need to fertilize at least till probably about August, when we start to get into that heavy drought areas, where what that also means is the soil's dry, which means a lot of the fertilizers have kind of been released and are no longer in the soil. You know, the nutrients, I mean, not fertilizers, but so definitely let it do its thing, but soon enough you'll be able to fertilize with it.
Well, thank you very much, Patrick. I will do just what you said.
Perfect. Well, good luck with it. I hope it works out for you.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. So I know I have another call on the line, but I got up less than a minute before the break. I don't want to bring them on and then cut them right off. But we have some open lines. If you have some questions, definitely call us. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And it's overcast right now, so it's nice to get out there and do some work, and it's cool out there. It's not too hot. So maybe get some watering done, get some of that stuff around the area done, and then wait for the heat to come in, and then maybe hit the pool or the beach, etc. Anyways, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Take a break. Back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.